Hi, docs. Welcome to the EntreMD podcast, where it's all about helping amazing physicians just like you embrace entrepreneurship so you can have the freedom to live life and practice medicine on your terms. I'm your host, Dr. Una. Well, welcome back to the EntreMD podcast. Super pumped to be here. Thank you for listening. And I love hearing your stories about how you are applying these things and they are working. I had a doctor say that my private practice survived the pandemic because of your podcast. Mind blown. Okay. Now, today, I promised I was going to come back and I was going to talk about how to get the most out of coaching. Okay. And I said, you know, this whole thought, people have talked about like, is this the right coach? 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 And sometimes I'm like, yeah, finding the right coach is great, but you also need to ask, am I the right client? Am I the right client? Am I the right client? Am I the right client as well? Why? Because coaching, the coach and the coached work together to produce magic. It never happens just because of the coach. And I'm going to say that again. The coach and the coached work together to create magic. Okay? It does not happen just because of the coach. So we talked in a previous episode, right? How to choose the right coach. Now we're going to talk about how to get the best out of coaching. Okay? So we talked about, you know, the coach. Now we're going to talk about you, about me, right? Like, when we're the ones being coached, how do we need to set ourselves up to get the most out of it? Now, I remember this was Eric Thomas, and you know, he was so we can, you blame him, okay? I'm just telling you what he said. He says there are all these programs that have money back guarantees. And then, you know, so people would sign up for a program and, you know, after 30 days, they're like, oh, this is not working. I want a refund. He's like, fine, I'll give you a refund. But my question to you is, are you going to ask you for a refund because you didn't show up? Are you going to ask you for a refund because you didn't put in the work? Are you going to ask you for a refund because you were not committed to your results? I was like, ouch, ouchie. But that is the truth. That is the truth. A coach is not a magic pill. A coach is great. But you see, when you have a coach who's a great coach and you have a client who's a great client and you put those two together, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Okay. So let's dive right into it. Okay. So what do you need to do to get the most out of coaching? And this is going to be great. This is going to be really good. So I'm going to give you three things and I'm going to ask you to start doing those things today. Now you may say, I don't have a coach yet, or I'm not in a program or anything like that. This is the same attitude when you come to listen to the podcast, if you're watching a video on YouTube, if you're reading a book. How do you get the most out of it? How do you get the most out of it? So number one is that you must have commitment to your result. You must have commitment to your results. So I'm going to tell you something that I found so funny. I couldn't believe it. I was totally amazed. I met a medical student and, you know, I've mentored a lot of people, right? You know, my husband and I, we run a non-for-profit. So we mentor a lot of people. And this lady is a medical student. And she's like, she comes up to me. She's like, oh my goodness, I really need a mentor. I don't know if you'll be able to mentor me. I'm like, you know, I'm available. And then she says, you know, because there are things that I know I'm supposed to do that I'm not doing. So I need somebody who will be calling me and reminding me. Somebody who, if, you know, I'm supposed to show up in class, I'm just supposed to show up for this program. If I don't come, they call me to find out why. I'm like, girl, you're not looking for a mentor. A mentor doesn't chase people down. A mentor is chased. This is not the way that works. That is somebody who will work with a mentor and get nothing out of it because she's putting her result on me. She's putting her responsibility on me. I'm like, that's not the way this works at all. right? And then some people approach coaching the same way. Like, I want to do this, but if you're a good coach, it will happen. And I'm like, yeah, but you know, you kind of, I haven't had any clients like that. So, but you have to have a commitment to your own results. So I am going to build a six-figure business, a multiple six-figure business, a seven-figure business. That's my commitment. I am going to build a podcast, and that podcast is going to change XYZ industry. I am going to build a YouTube channel, and it's going to be the go-to channel for anybody who has any issues that have to do with dermatology. Like, this is your result and you are committed to it. You're commit, like, I'm going to get it done. I'm going to get it done. So I'm going to lean on my coach for, to help me confront some of my limiting beliefs, to help me see the way I'm thinking about things that are not right, to show me possibilities, to help me with strategy, and all those kind of things. But I must be committed to my own results. So for instance, I have a policy, like if I'm going to invest in coaching, I decide I'm going to get a 5x return on investment, or I'm going to get a 10x return on investment. I decide that. So if I'm paying you $65,000 for the year, I'm okay, because I've already decided what I'm going to get out of it, right? And if I'm going to get 10 times that, which is $650,000, I am fine paying $65,000 all day, every day. I have decided. I am committed to my results. I'm committed. I've decided, because I'm part of this program, I'm going to learn this new skill. I've decided, because of working with this coach, I'm going to develop this new skill. I go in with that attitude. I don't put all the responsibility on the coach. The same way a man on his own cannot have a baby, right? You kind of need two. You need the sperm and the egg. The coaching situation is a sperm and an egg too. You need both of them. So if you're here and you have not committed to your result, then that's where this starts from. You commit. This is the result. If you're listening and you're someone who listens to the podcast, is there a result you've committed to? You're in the EntreMD Business School. Is there a result you've committed to? Commit to it. Commit. Decide you're going to get that out of the coaching relationship. Decide that. Okay? So that's number one. Number two, you're going to engage. You have to engage. So what that means is, when it's time to show up, you show up. Now, of course, if you're at work or something happened and you have to catch a replay or have to, whatever, that's fine, right? But if you've available, or you can set aside the time, or you can make the time happen, you show up. You ask questions. You be open. You engage. You show up with an attitude like, this call is going to change my life. You can make that decision before you show up for it. You engage. If you're in a group program and there's a Facebook group, you engage. You engage with the other people that are there. Why? Your network is your net worth. You engage and you ask questions. You engage. And if you do that, the more you put in, the more you get out. And it really is just that simple. So you engage. You don't walk in and decide, this is the way it has to be. You be open. Why? There's a gazillion ways to do things. Open up your mind to new possibilities, new strategies, new ways. Be open. Engage. Okay? So number one is a commitment to your result. Number two is engage. Number three, and I don't know, this may be one of the most important ones, is take action. Take action. If you work with a coach, you work with a good coach, a great coach, you'll be open up to possibilities that you didn't know existed. You would find yourself setting goals you've never set before. You will find yourself thinking thoughts you've never thought before. What that means is any corresponding action will be outside of your comfort zone because you're about to make a leap. In a coaching relationship, one of the worst things you can do is fight for your comfort zone. I'm not doing that because that's not comfortable. I'm not doing that because that makes me uncomfortable. I'm not doing this because that will hurt. If you do that, you abort the process. Nobody can help if you won't take action. Now, hear me. You might be going like, oh, I've done a few things my coach told me and not all. I'm not saying you must do everything that you've pulled out and you're like, okay, this is what we're going to do. I'm not saying that. But I am saying that you have to stay outside your comfort zone. You're going to have to do some stuff. You're going to have to do some stuff. Things that are not comfortable. When I started off with my speaking program, of course they make you go sign up to be on stages, right? Sign up, speak at events and all that. I didn't want anything to do with any of that stuff. But the question is, do you want your result or not? And I wanted my result bad. So I said yes. And I started speaking. I said yes. And I started producing videos. I said yes. And started getting on podcasts. I said yes. It was terrifying, but I said yes. And that's what made the magic happen. A great coach and someone who'll take action. A great coach and someone who'll take action. No matter how much your coach, how good your coach is, that part they can't do. You know, there's just some things you can't delegate. You know what I mean? Can't delegate that. Okay? So I need you to think about it. After you've made the decision, this is a coach I'm going to work with, right? And we did a whole episode on how to choose the right coach. You've made the decision. Now, the next decision is I'm going to be the right client. And how do you do that? You commit to your result. Your result is your responsibility. You take ownership of it. You commit to it. You commit to your result. You show up. You engage. And then you take action. And if you do that, it'll be a match made in heaven. You'll be saying, oh my goodness, coaching is the best thing that ever happened to me. Okay. And the truth of the matter is this. When you choose a coach, you know, say you use the framework we talked about and you choose a coach and you've done what you can do about that, right? What do you have 100% control over? You have control over you. Can anybody stop you from committing to your result? No. Can anybody stop you from engaging? No. Can anybody stop you from taking action? No. Those are 100% within your control. So control. Control. You know what? I told one of my coaches, I said, I'm going to be your best client. I'm going to be your best client. John Lee Dumas, he's the host of the podcast Entrepreneur on Fire. He wrote a book, Common Paths to Uncommon Success. Really good book. Really, really good book. And he said, the first coach he worked with, he told her, I'm going to do the work. I am going to work my behind off. And I'm going to be your best client. I'm going to be the one you use for your case studies. And guess what? He did it. That was a decision he made. He made. So yes, you must choose a great coach, but that's not where the magic happens. You must be a great client. So maybe you reach out. Maybe you're working with a coach now. You're in a program now. Maybe you make that decision and you reach out to them and say, listen, I discovered how to get the most out of the valuable coaching you bring. And you know what? I'm going to be your best client. Maybe you do that, right? Hold yourself accountable. And you do that. But if you'll do this, I am telling you, you'll get so much out of it. And if you're still like, I don't know about this, I think it's just, you know, I think it's the coach. And I'm not saying they're not bad coaches out there. Don't misunderstand me. But I'm trying to say, sometimes we put on too much on the coach, right? And think about med school. And someone says, oh, that med school didn't work. I know, but I mean, they're churning out people every year. And I'm not saying bad things don't happen in school. That's not what I'm saying. But what you get out of med school is what you put in it. What you get out of coaching is based on what you put in it. Okay. And I want to invite you to now start maximizing your relationship with your coach, maximizing your relationship in the programs that you're in, or if you're coming to the business school, the Entre MD Business School, the business school you'll be in. I want you to maximize that. I want you to decide ahead of time what your return on investment, your ROI would be. I want you to say, I mean, being in this place is literally free because of how much I get out of it. I love you too. I have never, quote unquote, spent money on coaching. I've invested in coaching and I've always had an ROI, always. And that's within my power to make that decision and make that happen. I've had some, I second guess. I was like, man, I don't know if this was the right decision. And that happens to everybody. It's buyer's remorse. And I'm like, I don't know if I made the right decision. I was like, stop it. Stop it. I've made the decision. I'll make it right. Even if this is an average coach or an average program, I'm going to milk so much out of it that the money I paid for it was free. Okay. And I want that to be your story. I want you to start getting so much more out of it. So much more. Okay. All right. So you're going to be saying coaching is the best investment I've ever made because now you're going to start getting everything you can out of it. And I can't wait to hear stories. Once you start getting those stories, share them with me, PM me, DM me, whichever. Okay. And I will see you, my friends, on the next episode of the Entre MD podcast. Hey, if you love listening to the Entre MD podcast, I want to invite you to join Entre MD On Demand. It is my signature subscription program that gives you access to a library of business courses designed to help you do one thing as a physician entrepreneur, and that is to thrive. Just head out to entremd.com/on-demand, and I'd love to have you join us. See you on the inside.